Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, one of the listeners sent me an article, and it's actually a pretty interesting article. More so for what you can dig out of the article than what the article actually produced. What it is, it's called Accountant Explains Wealth. And it's a CPA accountant lady that is explaining a way how wealth in the USA really works and what are the different levels of wealth. So she talks about six different levels of wealth, which I'm going to go into, what the median net worth is for each one of them and what the median income is for each one of them. And really, what's even more interesting is how does it define the people living in that income and net worth bracket? Because it's very clear that the people that live in each of these brackets are different kinds of people. And what I think is interesting is something she said later on in the article that actually makes a lot of sense. And that is, you go, well, how do you move from one level to the next? You know, there's six levels. The lowest being, you know, poverty. The highest being the inner circle elite, upper one percentile of the world, of the country. How do you move up from one level to the next level to the next level? It's really what I thought was interesting. And her comment was, is you copy the people in the level above you. Boy, now that really got me thinking. You know, because when I'm first, you read the article and you're thinking, okay, well, where does everybody fit? Where do I fit? What does it really mean? Is it really true? Do these numbers make sense? But what's even more important to dig out of this is how do these people get to these other levels? And since I've gone through all of them, from poverty all the way to the elite 1%, it's interesting because I could see myself at each level thinking differently than I did at the last level. And that's how I was able to move from one level to the next. So I thought it'd be really worth the time in today's show to go over these different levels, what the thought processes were, right? And really what you have to do to change that level. So we'll start at the bottom. And the first level is the low income, poverty level type level. Poverty. According to them, 11% of Americans live in the poverty zone, which is a median net worth of $14,000, which I thought was rather high. I would have thought the median for impoverished people was zero. But supposedly, for these people that fit this one percentile or this lower one of six categories, the median net worth was $14,000. Now, what could that be? That could be a car. Right? You might actually, if you're in poverty, own a car. Right? That, I guess it's about the best equivalent I could think of, or maybe a motorcycle and an old pickup truck or whatever it is, but you've owned stuff. Right? And then the annual income, median income, is $21,000 a year. Now, what I didn't do, and I should have done this, was figure out how much that is a month, because that seems rather low. But again, this is poverty level, $21,000 a year divided by 12 months. That's $1,750 a month. Now, as she categorized this lower level, she talked about people that were primarily living a life on assistance of some type. You're in Social Security, right? You're on a pension. A small pension, a baby pension. You're on Medicare, Medicaid, you're living injured. Or you're just coming out of, you know, the most impoverished portions of our country. And they're people that don't work. or work very infrequently or don't hold down a regular job. And so they may have a median income of $21,000 or $17,000 a month, but it might not all come that way. It might come a couple months on, a couple months off type of thing. But they're living a devastated life. She talks about not having enough money for medicine. She talks about not having enough money for food. She talks about having not enough money for housing. These people live in a completely different world. And the only thing that really makes sense to them is to find a place to get some money. So any assistance they can get from the government, from church, from whatever it is they do to get money. But the one thing that's not a clarifier in this group is work. That's not a big multiplier for them. They may work, but they're not even up to the blue-collar work standards. They don't have a construction job that pays them $70,000, $80,000 a year, or even an illegal alien blue-collar work, which might be $40,000 or $50,000 a year. These guys are living on $21,000 a year. Now, the next level above that, and I want to get to the next level because I really want to use the dichotomy of the two to be able to see the difference. The next level was low middle class. And they clarify these as blue-collar workers. So there you are. You've made it into the middle class. You've got a job. It's not a high-paying job. It's a struggle. But you do have a place to live. You do have food to eat, right? You've got debt. Most of the people in the low middle class housing area have a lot of debt. They live off credit cards. They have car loans, mortgage payments, or, you know, if not mortgage payments, rental payments they have to make. They have a lot of bills and not very much income. So they can't save up a lot of net worth. In this group, she says that the median net worth is $71,000 and that the income, median income is $44,500. So here's what's really interesting about this. The net income from being impoverished to being a low, you know, low middle class income housing person, it more than doubles. It's a completely different lifestyle. And the net worth is, what would that be, 15, 30, 4 would be 60. It's five times. The net worth is five times as high. So $71,000 means you might have some equity in a house. You might have two cars, one for the wife, one with the husband. Maybe you got a 401k. You started a 401k as a young kid or as a, you know, you've been working in a blue-collar job and they've got some kind of 401k plan for you. But you've been at it. And you've worked your way out of poverty into this existence, this blue-collar existence. So what is the difference between level one and level two? And from everything I can see, it's having a job. In other words, the net worth that they have, the $14,000 net worth in the bottom, and the $71,000 net worth, even as a blue-collar worker, having $71,000 worth of net worth really means almost nothing. Let me give you an example. Let's say you take $71,000 and it earns you, let's say, 4%, which is what interest rates are for savings accounts now, times 0.04. That means you're earning $2,840 a year divided by 12. And that's $236 a month, and then you have to take taxes out of that. So, and most of the people, by the way, that have the $71,000 net worth, median net worth, don't have that money even earning 4%. The difference between the two was the people on level one, the lowest level, they may have a part-time job, whatever, but they don't have regular, reoccurring, stable income. That's what it comes down to. And so they can't afford housing. They can't afford medical assistance. They can't afford transportation. You know, all the things that you take for granted, that I take for granted, probably you too, They can't afford. There's no way they can afford it. So they tend to live in groups, you know, whether it be an impoverished group of people living down on the corner together, or it be a family of, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people in one family, maybe an extended family type thing, where they all live in one housing unit. That's what these people have to live in. The step above that, to be able to buy back your just feeling good about myself, okay, whatever that is, seems to be you got to get a job. And so in the beginning, these people, net worth means nothing to them. That $71,000 median net worth for the second level, that money's not earning them any money. It's not doing them any good. It's just debt equity on a house or debt equity on automobiles, or it's a 401k money that their boss has been sticking away for them. It's just sitting out there in an account somewhere doing nothing. I mean, it's really money is something that they still strive to earn. But now they've got a job, and if they work hard, they can earn money. If they work, you know, overtime, they earn more money. Maybe they take a little technical training. And I think at this level in life, what I would do at this level is I would actually try to find myself a trade school and learn to become a plumber, an electrician, an auto mechanic. I mean, those dudes make a ton of money. They're not making blue-collar money. They're making white-collar money. Because there's none of them left anymore, and because you need them. I had a guy come out to my house and clean my ice maker, put my ice maker back together. It cost me $500. And, I mean, he's here an hour and a half. I don't know how long he was here. But he took it all apart, put it all back together, cleaned it up, made it nice. It works real well now. I love it. And I was very happy to give him $500. So if that's $500 in an hour, or if it's $500 in 2 hours, that's still $250 an hour. You're not earning that out there as a blue-collar worker that often. I'm sorry, you could be out there earning that as a blue-collar worker if you had some skills. And I think that's really where you look to these people. They're not looking to build wealth. They're not looking to own assets. They're not looking to build a portfolio of rental houses. They're not there. I spoke to a guy the other day, and real nice guy, but he'd gone through some troubles and he'd gone through a divorce, and he had an autistic child, and you know, he had to take care of the child. He had a wife that had some problems. And I think they're divorced, but she had some, like, you know, drug abuse problems or something. And he had all kinds of challenges. And I said, you know, my program isn't going to take care of those challenges for you. I mean, those challenges are there. They're real. And then he said, well, I've got $10,000 I can invest. And then I look down here and just at this thing, and I go, okay, so these kinds of people, the, you know, this low middle class people have $77,000 of equity somewhere, but it's not doing them any good. So when he says, well, I have $10,000, I'm saying, well, okay, we got something. Let's take a look at that. In fact, what I'm going to do with him, I'm actually going to send him to my finance company I own and find out if you look at his whole financial picture, if there's any way we can buy him a rent house. Because why? Because if we go out and buy a rent house, and let's just take this median low middle class family. If you take and I go buy them a rent house, and it's not me, it's my realtors find the deal, my mentors help them with the deal, they actually buy the house themselves, we don't actually do anything, my finance company helps them finance the deal. And when you go through the whole process and you come out the other end, these people might make $50,000 on the house. I mean, it happens all the time. And we'll say anywhere from 25 to 50 is the typical. So if you're sitting there and your net worth is $70,000, and I can show you how, and you can go do the stuff to make you 50 grand in one deal. That's a massive difference. But the real difference is the fact that not only have you made $50,000 worth of equity, captured equity, but now you got more cash flow, more income. And that's really where these people at the bottom of the deck, that's where they live. They live in low income lifestyles. And, you know, when you make $71,000 a year, let's take and break that down again. All right. So number $71,000, 71, 1, 2, 3. Okay. Now we take $71,000 and we have to pay 7.5% for Social Security and Medicare, another 15% for income taxes. So now we're at 22%. So we get to keep, let's just say 80% of that. It's a little less than that, 78%, so times 0.78%. You get to take home $55,000 a year divided by 12. taking home $46.15 a month. Now, $46.15 a month isn't bad. I mean, you can rent one of my apartments for anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 a month. So, you know, that's within that bracket of it's only a third of what you earn, so you qualify to rent there. You might be able to rent a rent house at $2,000 or $3,000 a month, and that digs into that $4,600 pretty quickly. If you got any kind of auto payment, you got water bills, gas bills, electric bills, that all eats in there pretty quickly. And that number kind of goes away. But if you add another $500 a month positive cash flow to that by buying one rent house and $50,000 net worth, you've really gone a long ways towards pushing yourself out of the category you're in. In fact, if you look at this situation here, you know, the $500 a month positive cash flow is tax-free because of depreciation. If done correctly, you got to set it up right. If you do it right, that, you know, that's another $5,000, $6,000 a year of income. You're starting to move the dial, but you're still low middle class. So what do you have to do to become middle class? This is America. This is middle class America. When we come back from break, we'll go into that where most of you fall and see what it takes to make that next step. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing an article put out by, the name of it is An Accountant Explains Wealth. Somebody sent it to me. And I found it pretty interesting. So we're now moving on to level three, which is middle class. Obviously, this is where most people fall. The net worth for middle class, median net worth for middle class people, $159,000, which to me seems very low. It seems like, you know, what would be the equity in your home? Let's say you had a home. The median home in the U.S. costs about $500,000. And let's say you have to have at least 20% down. So that's $100,000 right there. Then you get a couple of cars. You know, if the cars cost $20,000 and you owe half of that, that's another $10,000 each. So that's plus $20,000. And that's $120,000. And the rest of the $59,000 could be a 401k or an IRA or, you know, something along those lines. It seems low to me. But it is double that of being in the low middle class. So you move up from being a blue-collar worker to a white-collar worker. Your income goes up from $44,500 a year median to $71,200 a year median, right? And again, I'm going to take and break that $71,200 down for you because I think that's really important to understand. You're not taking home what your income is. So in this particular case, if the income is, let's say, $71,200, and then that's times what? Well, it's 7.5% Social Security, Medicare, and 15% income taxes. So that's at least 22%. So that's 78% times 0.78%. So you're actually only taking home $55,536. You divide that by 12, and you're taking home $4,600 a month. That's what. Yep, that's the middle. I'd done it wrong. I'd done that for low middle class. Low middle class was 44, so I did it wrong. So you're only taking home $46.28 a month. That's really not a lot, right? But it's a whole lot better than $44,500, which is, you know, let's see what the low middle class, because I did that one wrong. I'll do it again here. Low middle class is 44,500 times 0.78% is 34,710 divided by 12 months. Yeah, that's only 28.92 a month. I mean, that is really low to live on. I mean, that wouldn't qualify you to live in one of my apartments, my Class A apartments. You'd have to live in a less expensive home somewhere. Or a lower-end apartment complex. So when you get to middle class, at least you can afford to live in a Class A apartment. But it really is a situation you still don't have that much net worth. And by this time, what this lady was talking about was the CPA, is that you're starting to do things to think about retirement. You're starting to do things to think about net worth. So you're starting to save money. And that $159,000 net worth probably is... a majority of which is your personal residence, whereas the other two levels below this probably don't have personal residences, so they don't have any equity. They have rental payments and not equity payments. And or it's your 401k, et cetera, et cetera. And then middle-class people generally have two people working, husband and wife. So you got two 401ks locked in there and a house, and still only $159,000. And I make this point again. All right. If you can take out $10,000 or $20,000 of that debt equity and go buy a rent house and make $50,000, that's a, what is that? That's a 30%, that's a 30% increase in your net worth with one transaction. And add another $500 a month to your positive cash flow. That's beautiful. You do a couple of those, a couple, three of those. You do three of those in 1 year and you've doubled your net worth as a middle-class person. But the point I want to get to is that she's making the point that once you're middle class, you start thinking about other things. In other words, you now have a place to live. You now have a car to drive. You now have insurance for medical problems. Your kids are going to school. You got clothes. You got food. You're living. You're surviving. Now you start to think about longevity. You start thinking about, okay, vacations. You start thinking about saving money for college. You start thinking about saving money for retirement, these types of things. It's a completely different mindset. So how do you go from low middle class to middle class? Well, in almost every way, shape, and form, it looks like you get there by getting a better job. So like I said, if you're a blue-collar guy and you go out and you get a trade to be a plumber, an electrician, right? Any type of really trade right now makes over $150,000 a year. Way more than the middle class average median of 71,000. They make a lot of money. And so when you jump your income level up by double like that, now you can start thinking like these people in the middle class. You have to have enough income. If you're making $2,800 a month, you're not thinking about saving. I guarantee you, you're thinking about paying the bills. You're thinking about putting food on the table. You know, tennis shoes on your kids on the way to school. I mean, it's a whole different attitude. So this middle class thing is a thing where you actually have the ability to start thinking about using your money for your benefit. The problem is most people still don't do it. They stick it away in 401ks, which earn them nothing. They pay down their personal residence and have larger equity, which pays them nothing. They have a 401k and IRAs, which pay them nothing. And I ask people all the time when they come to the seminar, and this is really the people that come to me for help right out of the blocks. It's like, hey, what is your house? You got a paid in full house. What did that pay you last month? Nothing. What did it pay you last year? Nothing. You got an IRA. Did it send you a check? No. Right? It's going down the list. All these things you have money in, the 401k, the IRA, the personal residence, did they pay you any money? No. So you have no additional income from your net worth. So, well, is it increasing in value? Well, by the rate of inflation, yes. But so is everything else. So inflation just wipes itself out. Yeah, these things go up in value, but everything else goes up in value. So really, it's a net zero. And so that's the middle class. They just get on by. And their goal is to work for the rest of their life. That's it. And hopefully, if they work long enough and put money in a 401k long enough, and they pay down on their mortgage for 30 years, and eventually the house is paid off, they're at a spot where they have enough of a pile of money that they might be able to retire someday. And that is really the American dream. That's middle class. Now, let's move over to upper middle class, the fourth level. These people, These are your doctors. These are your lawyers. These are the people making, you know, over $100,000 a year. It says here a median $115,000. I see them making, you know, $175,000, $200,000 a year when they come in to see me. And these people have a net worth of median $307,000. I see them with $500,000 all the time, $500,000 to $1 million in the bank. You know, they're successful. They make a lot of money. And so not only do they live in nicer homes and drive nicer cars and their kids are dressed nicer and they do vacations, and but they've got more money in the bank. They're saving a larger amount of money. The question with these people, are they doing anything with their money that makes them any money? And that's really why they're where they're at, right? They're at being an upper middle class person because of their jobs. So if you look at it, the lowest level people don't have jobs. Blue collar people, the next level, they have jobs that don't get paid much. Low middle class people, right, have jobs, don't get paid very. Middle class people have jobs and get paid okay, but upper middle class people have nice paying jobs. Everything so far is about income, 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 and income. So when I talk to young people, they don't have net worth yet. They don't have any level of success under their belt yet. They don't have any assets. All they're talking to me about is, how can I make some money? Show me the money, right? And when you look at YouTube and you follow all the young kids, motivators, and whatever you call these people now that are out there giving them their direction, influencers, I guess it's called, they're all talking about the hustle. How can I get out there and hustle and make some money? That's all they think about, is making money. All right? Well, fine. But what they'll never be is above middle class if that's all they think about is making money. At some point, you have to think about assets, right? So when you get to the upper middle class and then upper class, the next step above upper middle class is upper class. And these upper class, with a median income of $3.8 million, with income, median income $189,000, which is typically $200,000 or better. And we had talked about the upper middle class compared to the upper class. So the upper middle class were doctors and lawyers making good amounts of money and stashing it away in their 401ks and their IRAs and so forth. But the next level, the upper class, is a completely different level of people. These guys have gone beyond just level four, which is upper middle class. They've decided that they're going to make their money from businesses. So you take like a doctor, and I'm just giving some examples of people I know. A guy's a doctor. What does he do? He buys himself a building, and he gets five other doctors to come in and work out of that building. They all pay him rent, so now he's not only making his money from being a doctor, but he's getting rent from everybody. Or maybe even he picks up a couple of assistants, so he's got some assistant doctors and nurses that do the work for him. He doesn't work as many hours, but he's making more money because more patients are being seen. Dentists, the same way. I've seen them, you know, get a group of dentists together and buy a building where they themselves just start hiring staff and expand their dentistry, you know, practice. CPAs and accountants do the same thing. They go from just being an accountant, a CPA, to having a whole business. I've seen guys that were painters, you know, had one truck, and then they go to two trucks, and then they go to five trucks, and they have a five-team group of people working for them, and they become wealthy and rich from that business. In general, people take jobs and turn them into businesses. Or they buy other businesses. Like, for instance, I bought rental houses. Then I bought small apartments. Then I bought large apartments. Those were businesses. The thing is, these people don't make their money or the majority of their money from salaries anymore. They're making their money from investments. And investments don't pay income taxes and definitely don't pay Social Security and Medicare taxes. So you're immediately eliminating a 15% Social Security and Medicare tax. It's gone because you don't earn your money from W-2 income anymore. And the W-2 income is covered by all kinds of business expenses. So you're not paying income taxes on that money in most cases, or in some large portion thereof. So now there's no limit to how much you can earn, because you, before it's how many patients could you see or how many, you know, houses could you paint. Now you can get to as many of them as you want to get to. You just expand. And that's how these people become ultra wealthy. The upper class are worth millions. Not a million. You can be an upper middle class and have $1 million net worth. These guys are worth millions, multiple millions. And they make generally over $200,000 a year. I mean, $250,000 is nothing for these people. I've seen them make $500,000 a year, $800,000 a year. That's typically where these guys come in at, you know? They're just, it's completely different ways. So how do you change? Well, you change from being whatever you were as a upper middle class person and start realizing you need to own some businesses. What kind of businesses do you want to own? Whether they're expanding what you already do for a living and you know how to do it and you know how to set up a business around that, or whether you go out and get a different business, like owning apartment complex or rental houses, whatever it is. Like, once I got to that point where I was now in the upper class and I owned a lot of real estate and I was wealthy in those businesses, I then started looking for other businesses. So I started seminar business. That's, you know, what I basically have, Lifestyles Unlimited, which is a mentoring program. I have a real estate companies. I own seven different real estate companies in seven different states, and I have brokers and agents that work in those. I own a finance company, and that's all in just one state, but in multiple cities. And then I own, I own grocery stores. And I own software companies. So I like software companies too. So I've got all these different businesses I'm in, and that's what elevates me to the next level, right? So what is the next level? Well, once you're an upper class person and you own businesses and you're making money, but you're not working in the businesses anymore, then it doesn't matter how many businesses you own. You just keep expanding and you become what is known as elite. The wealthy elite, the upper one percentile of our country, right? This group of people, they make all their money from investments. They don't have any W-2 income. They make all of it from investments. It's all held in shell companies or trusts. None of it's in their name. Much of it's managed by other people. In fact, most of it's managed by other people. And it just keeps growing. They get wealthier and wealthier and wealthier. The rich get richer because they have assets and net worth to grow. The poor get poorer because they don't. And as stuff gets more expensive, it gets harder and harder to make ends meet. So in each one of these levels, the thing that I thought was most interesting as I looked at this thing, each one of these levels, right? And like at the top level, she made the point, these people own real estate, they own businesses, and they own stocks. That's it. That's all they own. They don't own jobs. They just own stuff. That's the elite. The elite wealthy don't work, right? But she says all the way along the line, in every one of these levels, you can get stuck. And she calls it the comfort trap. So let's say you start at level one and you move up to level two, and now you've got a good job and you got a place to live and you got a wife and some kids and a car, a pickup truck, and you're paying your bills. Being lower middle class might just be where you're comfortable staying. Middle class, maybe. Maybe upper class. The bottom line is, it's a choice that you make and a series of steps that you follow to change what it is you do, have, and are. And I hope that helped you out today. Remember always, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.